I'm Theodore Henry with JIS Evening News for Friday, August 19. Coming up, IMF projecting 1.7% growth for Jamaica this fiscal year, Education Ministry to address decline in mathematics passes, and offices of the Criminal and Civil Justice Administration and Legal Aid Council temporarily closed. The details after this message.
The Legal Aid Council has engaged over 500 attorneys, of which more than 300 provide representation in criminal matters. These attorneys include 5 Queen's Counsel and 207 Senior Counsel. Murder trials are assigned to Senior Counsel with 10 or more years' experience. The Legal Aid Council, ensuring access to justice for all.
Now the news. The International Monetary Fund, IMF, is projecting that Jamaica will achieve 1.7% economic growth during the current fiscal year. Head of the IMF mission to Jamaica, Dr. Uma Ramakrishnan, says this is based on the continued strong performance of several key economic indicators.
Growth is expected to reach 1.7% in the current fiscal year 2016-17 as ongoing investments crystallize and agricultural recovery continues. Inflation remains low, and gross international reserves continue to increase.
Dr. Ramakrishnan adds that the sustained implementation of government's economic strategy is essential to translate growth into increased jobs and a more effective social safety net. She was speaking at a press conference at the Office of the Prime Minister Friday. The Ministry of Education will be implementing several initiatives to address the decline in mathematics passes in this year's Caribbean Secondary Education Certificate, CSEC, exam. The 2016 pass rate for mathematics is 47.7%, a 14.3 percentage point decrease compared to 2015. Portfolio Minister Senator Ruel Reid says among the interventions is the placement of 50 additional mathematics coaches to provide support to schools. The coaches will provide support to 100 underperforming secondary schools. Additionally, close to 230 student teachers have been awarded scholarships to pursue courses in mathematics, science, and technical vocational education. Of the number, 138 will pursue programs in secondary mathematics education.
We as a team, recognizing the impending challenge, develop the math, science, and technical vocational education training TVET teacher initiative to increase the number of fully qualified mathematics teachers in Jamaica.
Minister Reid was speaking at a press conference at the ministry's Hero Circle offices in Kingston Thursday. He says an audit is being done to identify heads of departments, HODs, in the secondary system not yet trained in the leadership of mathematics program. New and untrained HODs will be engaged in 3 days of training from October 12 to 14. The offices of the Criminal and Civil Justice Administration, CCJ, and the Legal Aid Council, located at the Air Jamaica building in downtown Kingston, have been closed due to poor air quality resulting from the smell of gaseous fumes. The Public Health Authority has closed the facility pending its assessment. The closure took place on Thursday, August 18. Services will resume at the location when the Ministry of Justice is advised that conditions are acceptable. In the interim, regular services can be accessed at the main office of the Ministry of Justice, located at 61 Constant Spring Road, Kingston 10. The ministry says normal services will not be compromised due to this temporary closure. For further information, call 906-4923-31. And Health Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton is again urging Jamaicans to make exercise a daily habit in order to avoid non-communicable diseases, NCDs, such as cancers, hypertension, and diabetes. Citing statistics from the Jamaica Health and Lifestyle Survey, Dr. Tufton said nearly half of Jamaicans are classified as engaging in limited physical activity.
Many NCDs are directly related to physical inactivity. 21 to 25% of breast and colon cancers, 27% of diabetes, 30% of heart disease, all directly linked to lifestyle of the patient.
Dr. Tufton was speaking at the recent launch of Caribbean Wellness Day 2016 in New Kingston. He says the Jamaica Moves, hashtag JA Moves, national campaign to be launched later this year is part of efforts to get citizens to exercise more. The initiative aims to promote interventions at the community level to encourage exercise and healthy lifestyle habits. Caribbean Wellness Day will be observed across the region on September 10 under the theme, Love Your Body, Treat Your Body Right. That was the JIS News. I am Theodore Henry.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.